Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you?
I keep getting these bills from you people and I don't want your product.
You don't want the product? Hold on one moment. Let me see what product we're talking about so I can better assist you with that. Okay, may I have your zip code?
86441.
86441?
Correct.
All right. Can I have your first and last name?
James Campbell.
Can you verify your shipping address and your mailing address for me, please, sir?
Post Office Box 414, Dolan Springs, Arizona.
Okay, thank you for that. All right. Okay. All right. On what is this? February 25th. You had the Kirby. No, you had the Cato Ascent and the Cato Ascent Cleanse.
Yeah.
And you just paid shipping and handling. One was for $6.70. The other one was for $7.45.
Uh-huh.
And I see your account was canceled.
Yeah. No,
and one was
I
declined,
see.
So.
On 5/18, I have another bill for $91.89.
That you had a product that reduces appetite, increases metabolism, rids body of toxins, tells your brain full weight maintenance, take a 2 day with full glass of water, cleanse one at night unless 60 count, then two.
And why do I have this? This is the second time I've been billed for this.
How is the project working for you?
It doesn't work. Oh. And I said this is the second time I've been billed for this thing.
Yes, sir. I see that your account has been canceled. Yeah, it's been canceled. Let me see. And one moment. Yes, it was canceled on May 17th, the same day you ordered.
The same day I ordered.
Yes, yes, sir. Wait. Same day you were billed, I'm sorry. Same day you were billed. You canceled your order the same day you were billed for it.
Yeah, well, then the next day they billed me for it anyway.
I'm not showing that in my records. I see that you have been canceled. And
it shows on 5/18 on my checking account there that I was billed for $91.89 again.
Hold on one moment. All right, well, when you was in a trial period, you didn't cancel within your 2 week trial, so you were billed the full amount on one for $91.89 and the other one for $92.90.
Right. And
yes.
I got charged those twice already too, so.
Yes, because when you didn't cancel your order, what happens is they give you a 30-day supply and then they bill you again.
See, I didn't order anything to begin with. It said a free sample. That's
yes, sir. It was a free sample for a 2 week trial. For whatever reason, you might not have saw it or seen it. So you paid $6.70 for shipping handling and $7.45 for shipping and handling. Then you got billed the full amount because you did not cancel within your 2 week trial period.
Because it didn't say I had to anymore.
Yes, it was on terms and conditions where it says, are you 18 years of age or older? And underneath there, you're going to see for you to cancel within 2 weeks, 14 days. And if you don't cancel within 14 days, you'll be billed the full amount.
Let me tell you this.
Yes, sir.
I may have screwed up and missed it. But when I called to cancel this order, they told me everything was fine. I owed no more money. And now I got another bill for it. Hello?
So May 17th, you had got billed for that, for $91.89 and $92.90.
On May 17th, I got billed.
But the other one was a soft decline. The one that is for May 17th was for a soft decline.
What the hell is a soft decline? You people are sending me crap that I don't want and did not order.
Basically, it's just a decline. You know, it's just decline. Just don't worry about the word soft. It's just been decline on May 17th.
I'm not going to pay this.
Yes, sir, you already canceled. So you may want to contact your bank because you have already been canceled.
Right.
So you shouldn't be billed for anything else. You were canceled. So you're going to just need to contact your bank and see what's going on. Because what date is this? May 17th, you were declined. So you were declined on May 17th. And the rest of these orders on May, what is this? May 17th, it was declined. I mean, canceled. All canceled. All these orders from February 25th, March 25th, March 15th, April 15th, April 16th, canceled. March 17th, canceled. March 17th, there was one that was declined for the Cato.
I don't know how I got so many things canceled when I never got billed for half of what you're talking about.
Well, like I said, it was a two-week trial, sir. And when you don't cancel within the 14-day trial period, you're going to be billed the full amount. And then for a 30-day supply. And then after a 30-day supply runs out, you're going to get another shipment. That's how that happened.
All right. I'm going to call my bank and tell them stop payment on that. The fact is, they're going to have to get the money back. You've already collected it.
Okay, I can offer you a... Oh, I do apologize for the inconvenience. These are valid charges. What I can do for you as a courtesy is provide you with a 35% refund on the last two transactions. Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund on the last two transactions.
I want $91.89.
Hold on for me a brief moment while I speak with my... I can offer you my friends and family discount at 75%.
Honey, you don't hear too good. I want the full price back. $91.89.
I do understand I'm not supposed to... I can provide you with the next refund offer, which is a 75% refund, and they'll apply back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
You took money out of my account after it was canceled.
Sorry, sir, for the inconvenience. I'm going to give you a full refund. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And when would I expect this full refund to appear?
3 to 5 business days in your checking account.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hold on for me one moment. Don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, sir, you have been refunded back in full for your last two transactions. And it's already emailed to you. And these last transactions you were refunded back for was for the May 17th.
Right.
Okay, and look for it in your checking account in 3 to 5 business days, and you should receive a confirmation email.
And what was your name?
Kim.
Kim?
Uh-huh, K-I-M, M as in Mary.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you very much, Kim.
Do you already have your cancellation number?
I would love to have that.
Okay, C as in cancel.
Oh,
9. Yeah, oh. You want this one? Okay, this one. I didn't know if you had your cancellation number. I was just going to give it to you again. But if you already have it, then you're good.
No. I got a confirmation number. Go ahead and give it to me again, please.
C as in cancel. The number 2. The letter A as in apple, the number 8, the number 9, the number 8, the letter C as in cats, the number 7, the letter B as in boy, the letter F as in Frank, the letter B as in boy. Would you like to repeat that back to me? Make sure you have it.
I have C, 2, A, 8, 9, 8. C7BFB.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right.
All right.
We're done for the day.
We are done for the day, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. James Campbell, and thank you for calling customer support, and enjoy your day.
You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.